So it's great to be with you all. I haven't been in this service for several months. I love coming here to preach and being with you. I want us today to think a little bit about where do you go to experience God and where do you go to worship God?
我今天要跟大家一起来分享，你是到什么地方来跟大去跟大家一起来分享神。
So often we think of maybe just doing all that in church, and we're going to talk today about some of the ways that God has designed for us to worship Him and to experience Him.
很多时候我们都觉得是要到教会来敬拜神。我今天我们就要一起来分享一下一些不同的方式来认识神怎样，因为神是他建造我们，是让我们来更加认识神。
Many people experience God well as they read the Bible.
很多人通过去读圣经来理解来认识神。
Many others may experience him out in nature somewhere, in the mountains or at the beach.
又有一些人是到大自然当中，到海滩上、高山上去认识接触神。
For some, it's through music and it allows them to sing to God and worship Him.
也有人是通过音乐，通过来赞美敬拜来认识神。
But I want us to look today at what it means to be able to experience God as the temple and doing that through Jesus.
今天我要跟大家分享是怎么样来成为神的殿来经历神。
So I want to take you on a little journey about how God first began to connect with man and what that looked like, and then how that led to Jesus and where that is today and how God wants to relate to us.
我们今天就要来经历一下神是怎样开始通过圣殿与我们交通，然后再通过基督耶稣通过基督耶稣的身体，然后到今天我们是应该怎样来经历神。
So the Bible teaches us God made man and he created Adam and Eve and he placed them in a place called the Garden of Eden.
在圣经里神创造了亚当和夏娃，把他们放在伊甸园里面去。
And in that place, in that garden, it said God would come and fellowship with the humans that he created there.
在伊甸园里，神与他所创造的人直接交通。
And that truly was the first place for God to be able to communicate with man and to connect with this new creation that he had brought forth.
那真的是，确实是人类第一次神直接在伊甸园里与我们交通。
Then the Bible tells us that because Adam and Eve disobeyed him, that he cast them out of the garden.
但圣经里在告诉我们，亚当夏娃犯了罪，违背了神的旨意，神把他们赶出伊甸园。
Then the Old Testament shows us a history of God choosing a people for himself who became Israel.
在旧约里，圣经里有提到，神就拣选了以色列人，让他们能够跟神交通。
And his desire for Israel was that they would be the people who he would then work through to communicate to the rest of the world.
是神的计划是通过以色列人来拣选以色列人，通过以色列人来跟其余的所有的人类来交通。
And a lot of years passed, and sometimes the Israelites followed God, and sometimes they didn't.
很多年来，以色列人有的时候跟随神，有的时候违背了神。
Eventually, they were taken into captivity in Egypt, and then Moses led them out of Egypt.
他们被掳到在埃及做奴隶，然后呢，神通过摩西把他们带出埃及。
And then, out in the desert, as they traveled around for 40 years, they made something called a tabernacle, which was their first temple.
在旷野里，他们待了40年，在那里他们建造了第一个会幕。敬拜神。
The tabernacle was a place where people could go and meet with God.
在会帐里，人们可以到那里去啊，与神交通。
It was a place where they could worship him, where they could bring sacrifices to him to pay for their sin.
在会幕里啊啊，以色列人可以来向神献祭，来啊向神与神沟通，然后能够也在那里啊敬拜神。
It was a place where human beings could come and interact with God, who was Spirit, because it was believed that His presence was there in the tabernacle.
在帐幕里啊，人们可以与神同在，因为神曾经神许诺过要在那里与人们同在。
The tabernacle was basically a giant tent with a number of things inside of it that would help people to be able to worship God.
会幕就是一个非常巨大的帐篷，在那里有一些的东西可以让人们来敬拜和敬礼神。
It had to be a tent because the people were always moving from place to place, so they would pack it all up, put it on the backs of some camels or mules, and move it to their next place where they were going to stay.
所以那个时候帐篷一定要是一个帐篷，因为人们经常要从一个地方迁移到另外一个地方，需要把它拆下来，然后放到骆驼或驴子身上，然后从一个地方可以搬到另外一个地方去。
Then finally, we see that God brings His people into a permanent home, the land of Canaan.
最后神把以色列人带到一个神许诺给他们的一个永久的家，就是迦南地。
And eventually, they were able to take over that land, and they made the city of Jerusalem their capital city.
在那里，他们就建立了一个建立以色列国，然后在耶路撒冷作为他们的首都。
At the peak of Israel's ancient history, King David ruled their nation.
在以色列国最鼎盛的时期是大卫王做那里做那个时候做做王。
And King David wanted so much to build a temple, a grand facility where people could come and worship God.
大卫王非常想为耶和华神建一座非常宏伟的圣殿，以色列人可以来这里敬拜神。
But for a variety of reasons, God said, "No, you're not going to build the temple."
但是神不许大卫王建圣殿，神对他说，他的儿子要来完成这项任务。
But he allowed David's son, Solomon, who would be the next great king for Israel, to be the one to build the first temple in Israel.
So 神让大卫王的儿子所罗门王来建造第一个圣殿。
What happened in that temple?
在那个圣殿里发生了什么事情？
Well, it was a magnificent building. It contained the Ark of the Covenant of God.
在那个圣殿里有非常那个圣殿是非常辉煌、非常宏伟的一个建筑。在那里在那里有神的会所。
Originally, this Ark contained what was thought to have been the original Ten Commandments carved on stones.
在那里有一神的那个约柜放在那里是非常的非常的漂亮。
And within the temple itself was conducted a variety of services that would bring people in connection with God.
在那里人们有很多仪式让人跟神能够有交通。
They sacrificed. They were continually bringing animals to sacrifice to God.
在那里，人们带了很多的动物、牲畜不停的向神献祭。
In our world today, we think of sacrifice maybe as something bloody, and it's hard to understand why they killed all these poor animals.
现在我们来看当时的事情，我们很难理解为什么要用动物来献祭。我们会感到非常的有血腥。对动物是很残忍的一件事情。
But each animal represented life, and its blood represented the life of that animal.
因为他们用动物献祭，因为动物来代表生命。当你用动物献祭的时候，就是用生命去敬拜神。
And so God called them to bring the animals, and as they were sacrificed, it represented our sin that had to be punished.And so forgiveness was given through this sacrifice.
因为当我们献祭的时候，我们就把 这个动物的生命来来代替我们所犯的罪，把我们的罪就可以来赎回来，来赎尽，我们就可以来敬拜神。
Other things happen in the Jewish temple, like the dedication of young infants and babies.
另外还有一些别的仪式，就是在圣殿里，以色列人把他们的小孩来分别为圣，在那里献祭。
Teaching and worship would happen there.
圣所里也会有一些教导，还有一些教育。
The temple was the center of life in Israel. There was only one.
在以色列国的时代，那个会所就是人们生活的中心，只有一个。
We see in this passage of scripture here from Psalm 27, verses 4 and 5, the view that the people had of God's presence in the temple.
从诗篇27篇第四、第五节，我们可以看到那个时候人们对神的圣殿的那个看法。
The psalmist writes these words, One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple.
诗篇二十七章第四、第五节这样讲到，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问，因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里，把我藏在他的帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。
The temple was a visual demonstration. It was a picture that God was here on earth.
所以会殿就是一个就是一个你在可以看得到的东西。来向我们证明神与我们同在。
If you picture two realms of existence, one on earth where humans were,
你可以想象有两个原来的东西，一个是我们所在的地球上。
The other in heaven where God dwelled with angels.
另一个地方就是神与天使住的地方。
The temple was, if you will, a crossroads or a connection point where heaven could come and touch earth.
所以圣殿就是能够把神住的天堂和我们住的地球能够连接在一起的这样的一个东西。
It was a place where the mysterious spirit being of God could actually be experienced by human beings.
在圣殿里，神的隐秘，他的圣灵，他的灵可以被人们所经历。
It was a place where they could catch a glimpse of God.
圣殿是一个地方，我们可以
There were two primary temples in Old Testament Israel.
在旧约里，圣经里有两处描写圣殿的地方。
Solomon's temple was built around the 10th century before Christ.
所罗门的圣殿是在十世纪以色列所建造的。
And that temple was then destroyed in the year 587 when Israel was invaded.
那个所罗门王所建的圣殿在587年被毁，因为以色列被侵。
After many years of slavery and captivity, the Israelites returned to Jerusalem.
很多年以后以色列人被掳，他们又重返家园，重新建造了第二座圣殿。
And then in the year 535 BC, a new foundation was laid to rebuild the temple.
就在公元前535年，他们就重新开基，重新建造第二座圣殿。
This temple was continually added to, especially under Herod, the Israelite ruler. Herod.
希律王，那个时候是在希律王那个年代的时候圣殿建造的。
And so this temple was the one.That Jesus encountered in the Gospels when he was born.
这座圣殿，第二座圣殿就是耶稣基督他所当年经历的那座圣殿。
And several things took place in the temple in the life of Jesus.
在耶稣生活的时期，很多事情在圣殿里发生。
One of the first things we read about in the Gospel of Luke is he was brought there as a young baby and he was dedicated to God in the temple.
我们在路加福音讲到，看到过路加小的时候还是一个小婴孩的时候，他就被抱到圣殿里来奉献给神。
The next time he comes is as a teenager type of an age.
当他第二次来的时候，他就是已经是耶稣已经是差不多十几岁的少年了。His
parents have brought him to Jerusalem for one of the religious festivals.
耶稣的父母把他带到圣殿里来参加一些宗教的仪式。They
pack up their minivan and begin to head back to their home.
然后他们就
maybe their camels instead.
当这个仪式结束以后，他们就收拾行李准备回去。
And they're traveling in a large group, no doubt.
他们当然是一起旅行。
Often more for safety reasons.
很多时候是因为安全的原因。
And at some point along the way in their journey home, they look around and notice somebody's missing.
所以他们往回走的时候，走了一段时间，发现有一些事情，发现有缺少了一个人。
Mary and Joseph turn to each other and they both say, "Where is Jesus?"
主约瑟跟玛丽他们就很惊慌，到底耶稣去哪里了？
So at that point, they go back to Jerusalem, and where do they find Jesus?
然后他们就赶紧返回耶路撒冷。你知道他们是在哪里发现的耶稣吗？
They actually find him listening and even doing some teaching in the temple courts.
他们发现耶稣在那里，在圣殿里，不但在听那些圣殿里的。 会法师在讲，而且他还参加教训。
The Bible doesn't record what they say, but many of you are mothers and fathers.
圣经虽然没有录下来当年所发生的事情，但是你们在座的很多是做父母的。You
can imagine what Mary and Joseph probably said to Jesus at that point.
所以你们可以想到那个时候约瑟跟玛丽是怎样来跟耶稣讲的。
They probably grabbed him and said, "Hey, what are you think you're doing? You scared us to death."
他们可能会拉住耶稣的胳膊，说：“你到底在这里做什么？把我们都要吓死了。”
The Bible does record his response.
但是圣经确实记录了耶稣的回答。He
said, "I had to be about my father's business in his house."
圣经里说，耶稣的回答是：“我要在我父亲的殿里。” 要照顾他的事情。
Interestingly enough, that's the only picture we have in the whole Bible of anything that Jesus did as a child or a teenager.
这是在圣经里讲到耶稣是一个少年的时候，唯一描写耶稣是少年的时候的一句话。
As I was raising my two daughters, I always wondered, what was it like for Jesus to be a two-year-old?
我有时候会在想，当我来养大我的两个女儿的时候，我想到，当耶稣两岁的时候是什么样的一个样子。
What was it like when he was 10? What was it like when he became a teenager?
当耶稣14岁的时候是什么样的一个情况？当他是一个teenager的时候，他也是一种什么样的情况？
Obviously, God didn't think that was important enough for us to know, so he did not include that in the Bible.
当然，神可能觉得那个不是很重要，所以就没有放在圣经里面。
I can't wait to ask those questions when I get to heaven, though.
我非常想要问这些问题，等我到天堂一定要去问神这些问题。
And to talk to Mary and Joseph and find out what it was like to be raising Jesus.
我非常想跟玛丽和约瑟来交流他当时是怎么样一个情况。
But Jesus' entry at that point into human history signaled a major crossroads of how God was relating to people.
在那个时候，耶稣开始来进入这个成年人进入人类历史。那个时候是正好是一个神跟人类的一个交通的一个十字路口的时候。
Jesus died somewhere around the year 30 A.D.
耶稣大约是在差不多38岁的时候 为我们而死的。
And the temple in Jerusalem was then destroyed 40 years later by the Romans.
那个圣殿是在四十年后被罗马人毁掉的。
God was ushering in a new way that he could be experienced and worshipped.
神就带领一个新的，带领我们进入一个新的方式来与他交通。
And Jesus uses the same terminology about himself, calling himself the temple of God.
耶稣也用同样的话来讲到他是神耶和华的殿。
There's another fascinating scene from the life of Jesus that I want us to take a little deeper look at, so I invite you to turn in a Bible with me.
这里有一段非常重要的一段经文，我邀请你跟我一起来打开你的圣经。
It's in John chapter 2, verse 13.
约翰福音第二章十九到二十节。
This is probably one of the more unusual episodes of Jesus' life.
这可能是一段非常精彩的一段关于耶稣生活的一段经历，一段记录。
It's really the only time the Bible shows us Jesus getting angry and responding in anger.
这是圣经里描写耶稣唯一的一段他非常生气，然后用一个非常生气的方式来回应他所看到的。
Beginning in verse 13, it says, When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves.And others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market. His disciples remembered that it is written, Zeal for your house will consume me.They have Bibles and
yeah, I'll read a few. 你们可以看第这个约翰福音第二章十三节到十七节，这是刚刚Pastor Gish 那个读的那个章节。
Okay, so at this point, Jesus is going to the temple, sees people selling animals and changing money.
所以那个时候耶稣进到圣殿里，他看到人们在那里。虚换银钱，然后卖他们的动物。
This was all part of the Jewish system of animal sacrifice for sin.
这个就跟圣经里讲到，他们通过用动物来献祭，来赎罪。
People would travel from all over Israel to come to Jerusalem to be able to bring sacrifices.
那个时候，人们从以色列国各个地方来到耶路撒冷，在那里买献祭。
People from far away would not bring their own animals, so they would purchase animals there in the temple.
因为很多人从很远的地方来，他们不能够带动物一起来，他们就在那里买动物献祭。
And Jesus sees all of these booths with money changing place and animals being sold.
所以当耶稣看到这里很多人在卖卖这些动物。然后兑换银钱。
He flips over the table and makes a whip and starts driving people out of the temple with the whip.
所以耶稣就把绳子做成鞭子，然后就把那个牛羊都赶出殿去，到处兑换金钱，指人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子。
In a few weeks, we're going to have a tag sale here at our church and out in our parking lot.
所以几个星期以后，我们就要在我们的教会的停车场举行一个 tag sale.
So if I was Jesus and I really didn't want to see that tag sale happen, I could show up that morning.
如果我像耶稣一样的话，我要想看那个当时那个在停车场的那个 tax sale， 那我就会像耶稣一样在那天早上出现。
If I went around overturning everyone's table and made a whip and start whipping all the people out in the parking lot，
如果我要是在那个时候把所有人的桌子都推翻，然后呢开始用鞭子把那些东西都把所有的人都赶走。
Not only would I be looking for another job as a pastor，
那我可能永远也找不到一个牧师的工作了。
But I'd probably be sitting in the Wilton jail too，
而且也可能会被关起来坐监牢。
The authorities of the temple are outraged at Jesus' actions。
所以那个时候，那些会殿的那些领导们对耶稣的作为非常生气。
And they respond to him in verse 18 of John 2。
所以他们对耶稣的那个反应是在第十八节，在那个约翰福音第二章第十八节，他们的反应是这样。
What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this？
因此犹太人问他说，你既做这些事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？
And Jesus responded to them, destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days.
第十九节耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。
They replied, it has taken 46 years to build this temple and you're going to raise it in 3 days?
二十节犹太人便说，这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？
And John tells us in verse 21, but the temple he had spoken of was his body.
约翰在第二十一节说，但耶稣这话是以他的身体作为殿。
And after he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he'd said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken.
二十二节，所以当他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
A few weeks ago, we celebrated Easter, the resurrection of Jesus.
几个星期前，我们一起在欢度复活节，来庆祝耶稣复活。
Isn't it amazing that he predicted right there in the temple that day that he would be crucified, he would be killed, but in 3 days later, he would rise from the dead.
是不是一个很奇妙的神迹？在那个时候，耶稣就已经预言他会被钉死，然后三天之后复活。
While he cared about how the people were treating the physical temple of God there in Jerusalem,
虽然他那个时候他也很关注，在那个时候圣殿被用来作为一个卖动物的一个交易的地方。
He also was ushering in a new working of God because now he would be the intersection between heaven and earth.
但他那个时候也开始做一件另外一件事情，就是用他的自己作为与神与人交接的一个地方。
What's fascinating is you go back and study the different aspects of the Jewish temple.
所以你如果能够回去来研究以色列圣殿的各个方面，你会发现非常的有趣。
The sacrifices that were given, the different implements that were used for sacrifice and worship.
你会发现那个时候有专门献祭的地方，有些有些献祭的地方那些各种的仪式。
Each one pointed ahead to Jesus, and he fulfilled what each of those aspects represented.
所以以前那个圣殿里的各样的活动，都是指向一个中心，就是耶稣他自己能够完全的替代了这些活动。
And so since Jesus came and died, we now experience God and worship God as Jesus being his temple.
所以耶稣为我们死然后又复活，所以我们可以通过耶稣来经历还有来与神交通。
Jesus is that dwelling place of God.
耶稣就是神所住的殿。
Jesus is the place where God is made known in our world.
耶稣就是神通过 通过耶稣让世界上都知道神。
There was only one Jewish temple. Only one.
圣殿以色列的圣殿只有一个。
And Jesus said, "I am the only way to God the Father."
耶稣也说过，我是我是你们认识神的唯一的渠道。
And then God did something even more radical.
然后神又做了一件更激烈的事情。
Through the Apostle Paul, we read of a further work of God in this whole idea of a temple.
通过使徒保罗，我们看到神所做的另一件关于圣殿的事情。
He tells us this truth: Now you are the temple of God.
保罗在说，我们这些信耶稣的人是神的殿。
Not every person, but those who follow God, who follow Jesus, are now called the temple of God.
不是每一个人都是神的殿，而是我们这些要追随神、追随主耶稣的，才是神的殿。
In this passage we read earlier, the Apostle Paul says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own; you were bought at a price." Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
刚刚我们也读到这个经文，就是在哥林多前书第六章十九和二十节，在那里，保罗讲到，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
And we are not the only place that God dwells, or the only place He can be experienced.
我们的身体不是神居住的唯一的地方，或我们经历神唯一的地方。
He lives in heaven, but through His Spirit living in those that follow Jesus, then we now become the dwelling place of God as well.
所以我们神住在天堂里面，但是通过他的圣灵住在我们身体。让我们可以经历神。
And if you're a follower of Jesus, then you also, like those diagrams, represent the crossroads of heaven and earth for those that don't know Jesus.
你通过这些这上刚刚这个这个张图，你也会来体会到通过神的殿就是来交接天堂和地球的一个交接点。
So what are the implications of this concept that we are the temple of God?
所以作为，既然我们是神所居住的殿，对我们意味着什么呢？
Let me share three with you.
我要跟你分享三个方面。
First of all, buildings, church buildings, don't really matter.
第一件就是我们这个教会教会的这个会堂，不是很重要。
I like this building. I'm very thankful for what we have here.
我很喜欢这个会堂，我也为所拥有的这个会堂的一切为向神感恩。
I have pastored churches where we have rented other church facilities as you partner with us like that.
我也在有的教会里租堂的教会做过牧师，就像你们现在跟我们合作一样。
I've been in a church that bought an old Mormon church.
我以前也在过一个教会，是从一个摩门教会买过来的会堂。
We've been in a little storefront that we turned into a church.
我也经历过是通过一个商店改建的教会。
Before I came here, I was in probably one of the nicest facilities of all of New England as a church.
在我来到这里之前，我在一个可能是新英格兰地区最好的一个教会里面。
But what I've come to see is that the building doesn't really matter that much.
但是我意识到，这个建筑并不是很重要的。
Imagine if you came here today and you were the only one here.
你可以想象，如果你今天到会堂里来，你是唯一的一个人。
Nobody else showed up for church.
别人都没有来。
You really wouldn't have a church because you're just in a building.
所以那这个建筑就不是一个教会，因为就只是在一个建筑里面，
You are the church. And so when you come to church, you bring the church to the building.
所以我们每一个人都是教会。当我们来到教会里面来的时候，我们就把教会带到我们中间，带到这个教会的建筑里面。
God does not live here during the week.
神, 在星期里面是不会住在这个建筑里的。
I'm here all week, and I can tell you, he doesn't live here.
我每天都在这里，我可以告诉你，神没有住在这里。
Perhaps some of you think we come every Sunday, and God kind of comes down from the roof.
你们也许有些人会想到，哦，我们每个星期天都到教会里来，神会从天上能够降到我们的教会里面来。
He blesses us with his presence, and then he goes back up until next Sunday.
他祝福我们在这里的敬拜，然后他又回去，然后下个星期再来。
But if you and I are the temple of God and God's Spirit lives in us, then when we come to church, we bring God to church with us.
如果你和我都是神的殿的话，圣灵住在我们中间，当我们来到教会的时候，我们把神带过来。
I just came back from spending a week on a missions trip in Africa.
我刚刚从一个在非洲的拆船的一个星期刚刚回来。
Last Sunday, I was preaching in a big tent.
上个星期天，我在一个很大的帐篷里面，在讲道。
Other years I've preached in metal shacks with dirt floors and crude wooden benches.
我也曾经在一些那个非常破烂的金属的建造的那个破烂的屋子里面讲道，地上都是没有铺水泥的。
I go there once a year to Kenya and work with pastors from Kenya and help train them in leadership.
我每年都要去肯尼亚，与那里的牧师一起来训练，培训那边的教会。
And these men are amazing. They're going to places that no other missionary would ever go to. They don't even know they exist.
那里的基督徒都非常非常的热诚，他们去的地方都从来没有拆船到过的地方。
They go out into the desert and the bush to tribes and people groups that have never heard of Jesus.
他们旅行到沙漠里面，到丛林里面去，那里的人从来没有听到过基督耶稣。
And hundreds and thousands of people are beginning to trust and follow Jesus there in Kenya.
在肯尼亚，成千上万的人开始追随跟随主耶稣。
Many of them were Muslims at one point as well.
他们很多人曾经都是穆斯林。
Amazing ministry they have.
所以他们有非常奇妙的施工在那里。
But no amazing buildings.
但是没有非常漂亮的建筑。
Some of them don't have a building at all.
有些甚至没有建筑。
They meet in the village square under a tree.
他们就在乡村里面的那个场地上，在树下，讲主耶稣。
Guess what they call their church?
你知道他们是怎么样来叫他们的教会吗？
The church under the tree.
大树下面的教会。
Pretty original name, huh? It doesn't matter what kind of building you're in. It doesn't matter if you own your own building, if you have a beautiful building, big or little.
所以你到底有没有一个教会不是很重要，漂不漂亮也不重要，你是不是真正拥有还是来出租都不重要。
And I want you to think the rest of today and next Sunday when you come to church that you are the church and you are bringing God's presence to church in you.
所以今天还有到下个星期你回来这段时间，我希望你能够，我挑战你能够想到这个问题，就是你是耶稣，主耶稣，还有神的殿，你呢怎么样把主耶稣，神带回来。
A second implication of us being the temple of God is how we should treat our bodies then.
第二个影响，我们是神的殿，就是我们怎么样来照顾我们的身体。
If God lives in you, then don't you want to care for this body that is the dwelling place of God?
如果神住在你的身体当中，你是怎么样来照顾你的身体，让神住在里面？
It's so important that we care for our bodies in all ways.
我们很多时候是按我们自己的意念来照顾我们自己的身体。
And then we care for other people, especially those who follow Jesus, that also have God living in them.
So 我们也要关注那些其他的基督徒，因为神也住在他们的身体里面。
The people sitting around you today in church, they're not just other men and women, they're also temples of God.
今天与我们坐在一起很多基督徒，他们也是神所所居住的殿，不仅仅是他们自己的身体。
And the third implication of us being a temple is this.
第三个就是神，我们的身体是神的殿的，意义是这样。
It shows that we're going to experience God and worship Him oftentimes in community with each other.
就是我们是神的殿，很多时候我们是与大家一起，与其他基督徒一起来经历神。
That's why relationships are so important within a local church.
所以在教会里，我们基督徒之间的关系是非常重要的。
That's why my church and your church has small groups and Bible studies, an opportunity for people to come together.
这就是在我们教会还有华人教会，我们有很多小组，还有很多 Bible study， 还有很多查经班，我们要经常聚在一起互相交通。
Because we recognize that we will be more likely to experience God and see God at work in another person, perhaps even more than we will in ourselves.
那是因为我们通过与其他的基督徒交流，我们可以更多的看到神那个比我们自己单独看到的更多。
And so in church, as we worship God.We experience God when we look at others as they sing.
所以在教会里，当我们看到别人，我们经历神；我们看到别人唱歌，看到别人敬拜，我们经历神。
We experience God in the friendly greeting of a person to a newcomer that comes into the church.
当我们教会里的弟兄姊妹来欢迎那些新来我们教会的慕道友或弟兄姊妹的时候，我们也在那个时刻，我们也经历到神。
We witness God in the caring and the love that a volunteer children's ministry worker gives to a child.
我们也看到经历神，我们也看到在教会里那些照顾孩童的那些弟兄姊妹的摆上。
We witness God as we see someone come alongside a hurting brother or sister and pray for them.
我们看到教会的弟兄姊妹为别的受伤的肢体祷告的时候，我们也在经历神。
We witness God as people use their gifts and their talents to serve Him in the church.
我们看到教会里的弟兄姊妹用神给他们的恩赐来侍奉神，我们也在经历神。
And we will best see God in another person.Because sometimes it's so hard to even see Him in ourselves.
所以最好看到神的时候，经历神的一个经历，就是看到神在别人身上的显现和作为。
God tells us in that scripture, "You are not your own; you were bought at a price."
所以在经文里提到，神说你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。
So therefore, honor God with your bodies.
所以我们要用我们的身体来荣耀神。
And I would add, honor God with your very lives.
那我们要，我也加上去，就是我们要用我们的身体来，真的是非常的赞美神。
Let's pray together as we close, and I'd like to ask you to think about this concept of God dwelling in you and what that will mean in your life this week.
现在我们结束我们今天的这个敬拜，然后我请你们来一起想，来一起思考，神是我们的身体是神所居住的殿。
Lord God, we praise you for this chance to be together as your church today.
神，我感谢你让我们能够今天在教会里能够聚在一起。
God, we thank you that you came near to us in Jesus and made yourself known.
神，我感谢，我们感谢你，通过耶稣让我们与你接近，通过耶稣，我们可以认识你。
We praise you for Jesus' life, his death, his resurrection.
我们感谢你，神为我们复活，然后让我们可以
We thank you that we can know you now through knowing Jesus.
我们感谢你, 我们通过主耶稣可以认识到神。
And God, we are amazed. We're sometimes fearful.
神, 我们真的是非常的, 非常的惊异你的作为, 很多时候我们有恐惧。
We're honored that you would dwell in us and call us the temple of God now.
我们真的是非常的荣幸, 能够, 神, 你能够住在我们身体里, 让我们能够成为神你的自己的殿。
Remind us of that truth in how we treat our own bodies.
神求你让我们, 真的是要记住这个真理, 让我们能够, 好好地照顾我们的身体。
Choices we make about what we allow into our minds, into our hearts, into our stomachs.
所以让我们能够, 能够来思考我们让什么样的东西进到我们的 心思意念还有我们的肠胃里面去。
And God, help us to see those Christ followers around us as temples of God as well.
神求你提醒我们, 让我们记住我们周边的基督徒弟兄姊妹也都是神你自己的殿。
Help us to treat them with the honor that your presence in their life deserves.
所以让我们也 让我们也能够尊敬那些基督徒弟兄姊妹，因为他们，你住在他们身体里面，你与他们同在。
And our prayer is that this week, as we take our temples out into the world,
今天我们在这里真是祷告，我们离开这个教会去外面世界上来。
As we go to school and work,
当我们去学校或者是去工作。
That you would shine your light through us and let others know you through our lives.
神，你向我们扬脸， 让我们可以把你, 显现给, 别人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.